Burlington, and then we'll be in Brattleboro, Appalachia, and in St. Johnsbury at Catamount Arts Center. Check our website at democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez for another edition of Democracy Now!
Good afternoon. It's 1 p.m. on Tuesday, June 9th, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and this is your afternoon news brief. Starting with traffic as we head into the afternoon and evening commute. Cranbrook Street between Days Road and Lakeview Avenue is closed weekdays from 8:40 to 9:20 a.m. and 3:20 to 3:50 p.m. for the school streets program at Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic School. Expect delays on King Street West between Country Club Drive and Front Road, where Utilities Kingston is installing new water and sanitary mains with traffic reduced to one lane in each direction. Drivers may also encounter delays on Bath Road between Sir John A. MacDonald Boulevard and Portsmouth Avenue as crews install new pedestrian crossing signals. Construction continues on Johnson Street between University Avenue and Aberdeen Street for storm sewer improvements through July 30th. Motorists should expect delays on Taylor Kidd Boulevard between Coronation Boulevard and Collins Bay Road for paving and roadway improvements. Expect delays on Princess Street between Montreal and Bagot, where traffic is reduced to one lane for utility repairs. Highway 15 between Highway 2 and Middle Road will see delays during daytime crack sealing work through to June 10th. In closures, Aberdeen Street between Johnson and William remains closed for construction activity, while Berry Street near Queen is closed for work at 283 Queen. Princess Street between Frontenac and Division Streets remains closed as part of the city's major reconstruction project. Wright Crescent between Palace Road and Kingsland Crescent is closed for roadway repairs and pedestrian safety improvements. Sydenham Street is closed to through traffic between Princess and Queen for the Sydenham Street Community Space. John Street between Montreal and Bagot remains closed until July 31st for water and sanitary service upgrades. Finally, Leo Lake Road will have intermittent closures from 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. through to June 12th for rock excavation work. Looking at the weather forecast, it's shaping up to be a hot and sunny Tuesday across the Kingston area. Expect plenty of sunshine with a high of 28 degrees, though it'll feel closer to 33 with the Humidex. The UV index reaches 9, so if you're spending time outdoors, don't forget the sunscreen and to stay hydrated. Tonight, clouds begin to move in with a 40% chance of showers during the evening and again after midnight. Showers are expected to develop overnight with a risk of thunderstorms both this evening and overnight. Temperatures stay quite warm with a low of 18 degrees overnight. This has been your quick afternoon news brief. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
When the world slows down and the night takes over, where do you go? Step into trip-hop radio and escape into trip-hop, down-tempo, and bass-driven bliss. Deep grooves, hypnotic beats. Lose yourself in the rhythm. Trip-hop radio, because the night was made for music. This is Trip Hop Radio. You're listening to Trip Hop Radio.
Thank you.
This is Trip Hop Radio. Thank you. Listening to Trip Hop Radio.
up, you can see so far into the distance. Look, it's downhill all the way from here. And getting there is quicker. Let go and you just slide. Shouldn't take more than a year. I could almost like you. Now
Trip Hop Radio.